Hi, I'm Trevor Pinch from Cornell University in the United States.
And I'm Mark Lane here at RFI in Paris.
Welcome to WebWatch,
your weekly view of new technologies.
So today, Mark, I want to talk about a recent event I attended called a hackathon.
Wow, you were at a hackathon. I thought those events were only for computer nerds.
Right, they are mainly nerds, but this one was attracting a lot of attention and even had a lady from the BBC present. She was making a film for her show about technology.
Well, we won't mention any rival tech shows, but tell me how you came to be there. And also remind our listeners what a hackathon is. I seem to recall pizza is usually involved.
Yeah, I was invited to be there because the hackathon, also called a hack day, was part of a new festival on technology and music known as Music Tech Fest. Now, a hackathon is where a lot of computer programmers and sometimes hardware developers work together collaboratively over an intense period, often 24 hours, to develop either some new code or an application. And you're right, pizza was involved. It kept being delivered. It seems to be the only food computer nerds eat.
And where did this hackathon take place?
At NERD, of course. NERD stands for the New England Research and Development, otherwise known as Microsoft's research facility in Boston, Massachusetts.
Oh, you were really in the belly of the beast. Why on earth would the evil empire be hosting hackathons? Are they finally doing penance for having foisted Windows on the human race?
I suspect commercial interests may be part of it. In case you haven't noticed, music and computing these days are big money. Watch what happens when Spotify and Pandora do their IPOs. Now, one nerd presenting at the Music Fest from a Boston company called the Echo Nest had just had his company acquired by Spotify. And recall that iPods and iTunes helped turn Apple around. Indeed, you could say music saved Apple.
So maybe music could save Microsoft too. But tell us about the hackathon. What was the aim and the outcome?
Well, there were lots of teams of hackers. And by the way, since NERD is by the campus of MIT, it's worth saying that the term to hack was invented there and doesn't necessarily have anything to do with computers. It's defined as a clever, benign, ethical prank or just a practical joke.
And did all that pizza and an all-nighter lead to any music tech breakthroughs?
Not sure about that, but there were some pretty interesting hacks. One of my favourites was from a couple of grad students from Brown University, who are experts on natural language processing, who had designed a piece of software that scraped lyrics off the net for different genres of music, such as heavy metal, and then spat out new lyrics.
A sort of automatic songwriter. Couldn't you use that in one of your musical projects?
No, definitely. And what was so cool about it was that when they switched the software to scrape the songs of Bob Dylan and Leonard Cohen, the lyrics got nice and dark and minimalist, as one would expect.
Okay, that's the software. How about physical hacks?
Well, there was a guy who designed a sort of juggler spinning fire stick with accelerometers embedded in it so that different ways of spinning would modulate different music tracks.
I can see a fairly limited market for that. Were there any new apps?
Well, there was one called Soundbites, designed by a team led by someone with taste chord synesthesia. This means when she listened to certain pieces of music, she experienced particular tastes. So she and a couple of other hackers designed an app so that when you tasted certain foods, you could make music selections. Over time, the software would know your taste and start to pick particular songs to go with what you were eating.
I imagine eating pepperoni pizza would bring on some nice Red Hot Chili Pepper tracks.
Funny enough, for the demonstration of their app, they brought in different flavours of donuts for the audience to consume.
I think I'm beginning to get the culinary flavour of this event.
Now, one of the hackers played arpeggios on a keyboard. She said it conveyed the taste of a chocolate donut. She associates sweet stuff with major chords, in this case, moving into dissonance after a few seconds before falling into the lower register and fading away.
Oh, do tell Homer Simpson about it. And what, by the way, is Music Tech Fest?
It's a new sort of event that mixes up academic analysis, performances, and music industry tech startup pitches. It was started by a couple of New Zealanders, Michaela Magus and Andrew Dubba. They have events planned in London, Berlin, Paris, Los Angeles, and Brazil.
New Zealanders, they do like their travelling. Were there any French participants?
There was one guy there from IRCAM, which is a major centre for electronic music located in Paris. He presented a new form of musical interface consisting of coloured balls, which he threw out into the audience. The balls contained accelerometers and interfaced with the Wi-Fi in the room which generated signals to control a music computer program. And soon the audience were making music in a new way.
Well, that sounds a lot more fun than donuts and pizza.
Gotta say. Well, that's all we've got time for today. So it's goodbye from me, Trevor, at Cornell University.
And it's goodbye from me, Mark, here at RFI in Paris. We hope you'll be with us next week on WebWatch.